Hello, and welcome back to Buffy's Flavorful Journey. I'm Buffy if you're new here. And today, we're embarking on a slightly different adventure. Yes, we're taking a detour from our usual culinary explorations to dive into the world of politics. America has a rich history of being a democracy. But if a certain candidate gets elected as president, that history will die. This candidate has already stated that if elected, no one will have to vote again. That's a dictatorship, folks. You know, where the government owns everything and the citizens own nothing. There's no freedom of speech, no freedom of the press, no freedom to bear arms, because if you did, you might use them against the dictator. So if you're struggling now, just wait until your struggles come under a dictatorship. And don't forget about human rights violations, especially against women, minorities, and the poor. We'll also have mismanagement, corruption, fear, and inequality will ensue as the few, or perhaps just the one amongst us, will hold and control all the wealth in the country. Do you really want to live in such a country? If you are a female, a minority, a LGBTQ member or supporter, or simply living at or below the poverty line in America, you need to get out and vote on November 5th, 2024. This same would-be dictator has stated that Department of Education, Medicaid or Medicare, and other welfare programs will go away. This is all an attempt to keep us uneducated, uninformed, sickly, and thus with little chance of fighting back against the dictatorship. Do you really want to live in a country where you have no more choices? You can no longer vote. You can no longer be an entrepreneur because you cannot own anything. The government owns everything. You can no longer express your point of view if it is not the same as the government's, or it's not what the government tells you it should be. By no means am I a fan of this would-be dictator, but let me tell you this. I do give this person props because they repeatedly tell us what they will do under an administration that they run. So folks, you better wake up and you better listen. Abortion will be banned in all 50 states. Maybe you're a male. Maybe you're a female who is no longer of childbirthing age. But don't you have some females in your family that can give birth? Don't you think they're entitled to the same rights you had in the past? Don't you think the government should stay out of the decisions a woman has over her own body? If women are told what to do with their body, then the same should be done for men, right? Perhaps you agree with making abortion illegal in all 50 states. Then tell me this. Who is going to take care of all the children that will be forced to be born to mothers who did not want them for any given reason? Maybe they were molested. Maybe they were raped. They live in poverty and can't afford a child. Birth control was taken away from them because I'm pretty sure the government and the dictatorship will get rid of that too. Yeah, and you better believe, though, Viagra and Cialis, well, that'll still be available to men. Women just won't be able to get birth control. And you know what? Now that I think about it, would there ever still be a foster care system anymore? I mean, there's no Medicaid, no Medicare. Other welfare programs are going away. You know, we have kids that stay in foster care until they age out at 18 because no one adopts them. How many more of these kids will exist if abortion is made illegal in all 50 states? All you people that are pro-life, that's your choice. But are you stepping up and are you adopting these children that are born to mothers who don't want them? And don't be fooled. If we let the government tell women what to do with their bodies, i.e. that abortion is illegal, that's just going to be the beginning of what women are going to be told they can or cannot do. And all this by a man, because let's face it, it's usually white men that are leading the government as a dictator. Look, I know America is a racist country. Always has been, and it always will be. I have experienced it firsthand. Several times, in fact, because I'm an African-American female. I remember way back when being a freshman in college, an undergrad, and telling my English professor that racism would always exist. She was a middle-aged white woman, and she so naively replied, "Well, I hope not." I then realized that she has no idea what I'm talking about, because she's never been on the receiving end of racism. Maybe she experienced sexism, but definitely not racism. And I, on the other hand, well, hell, I've never not experienced it. I've never not been worried that I'm going to experience it. And that is still the same feelings I have today. You know what else I've always wondered? How racist people claim to be Christians too. Do you racists really expect to get into heaven with your racist ideals? I'm pretty sure that's not how it's going to work out for you, but who am I? I bet you think I'm just your average dumbass black female, huh? No. I'm educated, book-wise anyway. Have a bachelor's in chemistry, a master's in business administration. I also have my Juris Doctorate. That's a law degree for those of you that don't know. So I'm licensed to practice law in two different states in America. But you know what I find that I have that means even more to me? I have common sense and I have life experiences. And what is happening today, what some want to happen, is to see America go backwards. Maybe even all the way to slavery days. Huh. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but slavery will never happen again in America. Never. Black folks will never be slaves again. Let me repeat. Black people in America will never be slaves again. Now, maybe some white Americans are fearful of becoming the new minority in America due to their dwindling numbers. Is that the problem? Or maybe these white Americans are just simply hateful people. But let's be honest. America is what it is based on the backs, the blood, sweat, tears, intelligence, and ingenuity of minorities. Go ahead. Put all of us Latin, Asian, African descent people out of America. We'll just go somewhere else and thrive because we've done the work. We know how to keep doing the work. We are not the lazy ones. Now, I've also often wondered over the years if America's racist past and present stems from fear. Fear of white people towards black people. Now, you racist white people, is this fear due to black people being stronger than you? Smarter? Or is this fear coming from a sense that black people will unite someday and rise up against you with all the strength and rage of hundreds of years of mistreatment? I don't know. I would love for you to leave a comment and let me know. Now, this would-be dictator seems to want a race war to ensue. Why? I mean, what would that accomplish? We've had the Civil War in America. What would another similar war do? In my opinion, nothing beneficial, at least that's my belief. I just have always found it mind-boggling that some white people will automatically hate black people simply based on the color of their skin. I mean, damn, that black person may be a lifesaver to you or one of your family members. But you'll just forego such life-saving techniques because of their race, because of the color of that skin. Does it sound as stupid as it really is? Yes, it does. Look, I am not telling you who to vote for on November 5th, 2024, to be the next president of the United States. But I am urging you to vote. I am urging you to vote with your conscience and not that of the mob mentality. People get in a mob or a big group of people and you're just going with the flow. You're excited. You're agreeing with everybody's shouting. You're not stopping to think what is really being told to you, what is being shown to you, what your future is going to look like if you live in a dictatorship. I am urging you to vote for America that's based on the values it was founded upon: freedom, justice, liberty. So please, just ask yourself before you vote, do you want to lose any of that? Do you? Well, you will in a dictatorship. In fact, you will lose a lot more than that too. Let me make this even simpler. Do you want to keep having choices in your life? Or do you want to be told what to do, what to think, that you can't own anything outright, even if you work for it yourself, to basically be treated like a child? Again, stop thinking with the mob mentality. Think for yourself. Use your conscience, not that of the mob. What do you want? What do you want America to be? What do you want America to be viewed as by the rest of the world? Do you really want the American leader, the so-called leader of the free world, to be the laughing stock of the world? To have no respect from other world leaders? Then, and only then, I'm urging you to vote accordingly. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to Buffy's Flavorful Journey podcast. And thank you so much for joining me today. Please leave a comment on your thoughts about the presidential election or on America or whatever. I am curious to see how many agree or disagree with me. We can still agree and disagree, at least for now. All the best to you and yours. Bye for now.